In a compact square near the center of Thiès, a small Senegalese city 60 kilometers east of the capital, a group of boys hang out on benches on a windy day. Idrissa Diop is one of them. He does not work, he says, and he does not go to school. Both his parents have passed away. It was a long time ago, he says, when he was 8. Now Diop is 18. He says he lives with his grandmother in a nearby village, but it has been a long time since he was there. I do not sleep there, he says. I sleep here, he continues, gesturing to the small square where he and the others have been sitting around. Nearby, another man, Modu Barry, who hangs around with the kids, spits out a rag he has been sucking on. The rag was infused with a drug, says Jean Badjensek, a volunteer with the Association for the Protection and Promotion of Youths, known by its initials in French, ASPJ. Ignace Thomas, another volunteer, says drug and alcohol habits are some of the reasons these youths ended up on the streets to begin with. Their families would punish and yell at them for drinking too much, he says, and the boys did not want to be told what to do, so they would leave. In other cases, he says, there are family problems that lead the youth to leave. It is difficult to come by accurate statistics about the number of children living in the streets of West Africa, but there are many examples and few opportunities for help. Sek recounts the story of a young man who left home when his mother remarried. He did not get along with his stepfather. Like other runaways, he slept in the streets and survived by begging, taking small jobs, and stealing. When he became sick with tuberculosis, he wanted to go back home. We called his mother, Sek says, but she refused to accept him back. ASPJ organized medical treatment for him, but by the time they tried to bring him to the hospital, he had disappeared. The group has been working with runaways in Thiès for more than 10 years. Founded by a sociologist from a nearby village, the association used to have a shelter that offered programs in the arts and skills for street kids. They also offered startup money and advice to help some youths find legitimate employment. But lack of funds forced them to close the center a few years ago. Now, equipped only with a pharmacy and a duffel bag, Sek and Thomas and other volunteers go out on the streets to find the runaways. Mam Kuna Choi, an activist with the Senegalese-based human rights non-governmental organization, says the number of kids on the streets is growing. She says the problem is that people are not enforcing laws designed to protect children. She says legally, all children under 15 should be in school, but many are not. Families, driven by poverty, see children as an extra helping hand and send them to work. And Choi says, when troubled kids rebel or run away from a problem situation at home, there is no state mechanism to help them. Naomi Schwartz for VOA News, Thiès, Senegal.